Welcome to CEO and Founder Magic, the podcast for entrepreneurs with stories to tell about your success. I'm Sheila Clefcorn, professional fractional CMO for B2B companies and host of the podcast. I'm deeply committed to transforming the world through technology, one company at a time. So stick with me until the end of the show, and I'll reveal how you can be our next guest with just 15 to 20 minutes of your time. I'm glad you're here. Hello, and welcome to the CEO and Founder Magic podcast. We are back today with John Burdett. John, I am so excited to have you on today. We travel in similar circles dealing with Salesforce and HubSpot. So just tell us a little bit about your company and how you got involved with it.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm founder and CEO of FastLoMotion, as you mentioned, and we specialize in helping smaller growth businesses grow and scale on both the Salesforce and HubSpot platforms. But at the end of the day, we're business consultants and technology consultants married into one and help those small businesses with their systems and processes and implementing the technology along the way. So that in a nutshell is what we do. And we're very unique in the ecosystem in the fact that we like focusing on businesses that would be considered a small business, 1,000 employees and less. A lot of our clients have around 100 employees or so, and we don't want to serve the larger clients. We enjoy serving the smaller clients and helping them not make all the mistakes that we'd made.
Absolutely. So tell me a little bit about your journey coming to FastLo and how you got the idea and all of that.
Yeah, so I've been in software my whole career and been a part of helping grow and start businesses along the way. So I got the privilege of coming out of college to help grow a professional services firm that helped Fortune 1000 companies. So I got to taste the other end of the spectrum. And at that time, we built custom software applications for large organizations. That was before platforms like HubSpot and Salesforce existed. And so really got the opportunity to do a lot and make a lot of mistakes and learn a lot along the way. Most of us, when we're young, I thought the grass would be greener on the other side. So I left to help start a company with one of my friends who had started it out of his house in the ticketing space. So it was a ticketing software company. And so I got the pleasure of building a product company and doing that as well.
And learned a lot.
So that was about 12 years into my career there. And so at that ticketing business, I had actually implemented Salesforce to run our entire business on the back end. So that's how I got first exposed to these very flexible database platforms that you can grow your business on. And you can do it very quickly and not have to implement custom code and things like that.
So in that experience with the ticketing company, you had to learn Salesforce as you go, and a lot of small or startup companies try to do that on their own. What are some of the sort of tips that you would give somebody in that arena? Obviously, they should work with you, but if they're not quite at that stage yet, what are some suggestions you would make?
Yeah, I would say start small, start on some of your front end processes around sales and marketing, because usually problems trickle down. If you don't have your house owner up front, it will affect your client implementations, account management, onboardings, those kinds of things. Don't boil the ocean, start really small. And then the other thing I would say is just be consistent. Consistency, mm-hmm. It's okay if you're wrong. If you're consistently wrong, you can fix it. Same thing is a lot of people don't know why they're winning. If you're consistent around your sales processes, you'll know why you're winning and why you're losing, and you can then iterate on those and fix those. I think those core disciplines, it's like anything. If you focus on the core disciplines and the core things and be consistent with those, you will get the outcomes you want. You can't control the outcomes, but you can control the things you're doing today and then have predictable results as a result of that consistency.
Yeah. Our experience is that for a lot of smaller companies, the first time that they roll out a CRM or a marketing automation platform, it just feels overwhelming. Oh, I've got to put my data in all these different places, and I've got to change my business processes to keep track of my sales conversations and what's happening with my leads and my emails. And I've probably been doing it before, but I was doing it in different platforms and they weren't all centralized like it is with Salesforce and Pardot or centralized in HubSpot. And so we do a lot of work helping our clients just map out what those processes should be and then putting them into the platforms and then helping them understand how the integration of those things is important, and then the reporting, and then you can make better decisions and that kind of thing. It's always a journey, and it requires quite a bit of training, because not just the sales or marketing teams, but then all the sales people or all of the ops people who have to be doing that. So what have you learned about how to help a small company go over that mountain? Because it feels like a mountain for some of them.
Yeah, I think a lot of it is really mentoring and helping them understand the mindset around it. These small businesses have accountants, they have lawyers. If they're sick, they go to the doctor. Why in the world would you try to do something internal that you don't know how to do that's mission critical to your business? Accounting doesn't matter if you're not making any money. Legal doesn't matter if you don't have any customers. What we're doing is really way more important than those things, because good business processes and systems generate revenue. Which means you need to have accountants, you need to have tax attorneys, and all those kinds of things. But I think for some reason, us entrepreneurs and small business owners think, oh, I can figure it out. You can, but wouldn't you rather hire an expert to help you get there much faster? And is it really the best of your time to focus on those things? You need to be focusing on what's important to grow and scale your business, your secret sauce, and then use people like us to help guide you along the way. So that's first and foremost that I think a lot of times us entrepreneurs think we can do anything and should do everything. You get what you pay for, so don't try to do it yourself, number one. Number two, I would say we spend just as much time mentoring at the top as we do at the bottom. So often us leaders in smaller businesses are the problem. We have trouble delegating. Our team can't do it as well as we can. So you get frustrated. Yeah, at the same time, they're not enjoying their journey. They can't go on vacation. They have to work all the time and stuff like that. So we're trying to mentor them to start trusting the systems and processes, because if you don't do that, you're basically telling your team not to do it. And they'll revert back to the post-it notes and Excel spreadsheets and things like that. So we try to help make the systems and processes easy for the team members to use on a day-to-day basis, and then mentor the leaders to say, stop emailing and asking for a report, log into the system, use the data in the system, rely on your dashboards, and then you'll start gaining margin again and start enjoying life again and start building the business you actually wanted to build.
Yeah, margin for your business and margin for your time. Definitely.
That's exactly right. Yeah, we often discount our time, and that's the most valuable asset that we have. And that's what we're all about, is putting these systems and processes in place so you can have margin to focus on the right things. You can be proactive instead of reactive and really start running your business versus your business running you.
Yeah. So as a founder yourself of your company, what are a couple of things that you've learned along the way that you had to get out of your own way for?
Yeah, everything I talk about is me really talking to myself. And these are the same mistakes that I've made along the way. So, but it took me like 12 years to figure this out, to make a lot of mistakes and everything. And I realized I was the problem. I was the common denominator in all of my issues. And so that self-awareness, I think, is really key. But that mindset change will then be around you. Change the game in your head. The game's not to build a company you can sell for a lot of money. The game's not to whatever your motives are. The game's to build a business that works without you and fulfills your mission that you've set out to achieve. And you should be able to build a business that achieves your mission and makes a lot of money. And most importantly, you get to enjoy the journey along the way. And so that's really my mission nowadays, is to help other people do that. So that's first and foremost what I focus on and some of the lessons I've learned. My mindset is always, how can we build processes and systems to be consistent, and then hire great people on top of those systems and processes, and then iterate on that so that we're making sure we're getting the outcomes we want based on the inputs we're putting in, and then try to get out of the way. And it's the true blessing and the revelation of all that is you get to see people do things way better than you ever thought was possible. So my team does things way better than I ever did. And that's just a blessing to see. And I think that's there for every business owner out there.
Oh, yeah. Great and important insight. So for other CEOs and founders who are up, have companies that are 1,000 employees or less. What is the real impact of setting up a Salesforce, Pardot, HubSpot, those kinds of marketing automation and CRM systems? What's the impact on their business by setting it up correctly?
Yeah, to me, the real impact is you get predictable outcomes. So you get consistency. Once again, going back to that, once again, you're not going to win all the time. You're not going to get all the outcomes you want, but you're getting consistent output streams so that you can then tweak. Because the constant in all of our lives and all our businesses, no matter how big or small, is change. And the market's changing, the people are changing, the technology's changing, customers are changing, the world's changing, and we have to adapt our businesses along the way. The problem that we often have is we don't know what to change. If we're doing things with good, consistent processes and we're tracking all of that data in one system, we can actually drive our business looking through the windshield instead of the rearview mirror, because we can see what's coming before it does, and then we can easily make tweaks along the way.
And then make those decisions based on data as opposed
to
our
gut. Yeah, because your gut is good, but don't make all your decisions on your gut and your intuition. Overlay that with what you're seeing in the data, because our feelings often lie to us. And so you want to trust both of those at the same time. But the real magic
And you can't scale without having that data to make decisions.
All right. Yeah, you'll go crazy. You'll hate life. And you'll be mad all the time because it's chaotic and you're working all the time and all, it snowballs out of control. And that's why most businesses don't scale. They get to a plateau and the business owner either stays there or they sell it or they go out of business or whatever. It's because they weren't willing to make that transition to a process-based business versus I call it a hero-based business, which is how all businesses have to start. You start hero and you turn it into a system and a process.
So you've grown your company to more than 100 employees. What's something else you would recommend for somebody who's trying to go from 10 or 25 employees to over 100?
Make sure you are capturing all of that data that we talked about, because that data, as you just mentioned, which was right on, is going to tell you the truth. And a lot of times we get caught up in the emotional side of things. And once again, emotions aren't bad, but they shouldn't be your key driver to decision-making. And understanding that data and having data to make decisions is mission critical. So you have to be like really dedicated and around, okay, this is the way we do things. And if you're not going to do things like that around here, you're probably not a good fit. And so you can't compromise on that level of excellence if you want to get to where you're wanting to go. So once again, having that data, having it visible to you so you can make wise decision is the other key around that. Because we've all seen HubSpot, Salesforce, you name it, any database platform, people are using it, but the data is all over the place. And that you might as well not even be having those systems if you can't rely on your data.
Yeah, it's so true. I was just having a client meeting about that very thing this morning.
Yeah, we do a lot of
only as good as the information that's in it. Yeah, for sure.
I want to work around that.
John, it's just been a pleasure to have you on the podcast and to talk about this thing that we sometimes take for granted, but it's so important to our business, is what is our system of record for our sales and marketing and operations, and how do we systematize that and have the consistency that we need in order to scale. So your feedback is really valuable. If one of our listeners or many of them want to get in touch with you, what's the best way for them to get in touch?
Yeah, the best way is just go to our website, fastslowmotion.com. All of our social channels there are there. Our podcast is there. You can just read all about us and find out anything, and then connect with me on LinkedIn, and be glad to introduce you to any of our team members or just be of help in any way possible. I love helping people grow and scale their business, and just have a lot of empathy. And I promise you're not going to say something to me that I haven't either done or haven't thought about or almost done or seen. And that's the fun part. We can be true helpers and help people grow and enjoy the journey along the way.
That's great. I just always love your servant attitude. So thank you, John, for being on the podcast. And until next time, this is the CEO and Founder Magic Podcast. Thank you for listening to CEO and Founder Magic, the podcast for entrepreneurs with stories to tell about your success. If you felt like this podcast interview captured your story, would you share it on social media? It's easy. Just do a quick screenshot with your phone and text it to a friend or post it on your social account. Be sure to use hashtag CEO Founder Magic and tag anyone you think would be a great guest. I love to see your posts and guest suggestions. We're regularly putting out new episodes and content. So to be sure you don't miss any episodes, please subscribe and we'll be excited to have you listen. Your thumbs up, ratings, and reviews go a long way to promote the show and mean a lot to me and my team. And if you know of other business-to-business company CEOs who have compelling stories and who might like to be on this program as well, please visit keo.bz/booktoday. That's keo.bz/booktoday. And if you want to know more about our fractional CMO program, just go to our website, do a search on services for fractional CMO, or you can follow me on LinkedIn, Facebook, and Instagram at KEO Marketing. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. I'm Sheila Clefcorn, and it's been a pleasure having you on CEO and Founder Magic.